Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning and happy day, friends and listeners. We bring you another engrossing Sunday Dharma Talk by renowned Venerable Dr. Prarajanavisit. Venerable Prarajanavisit, or as he is called by close laypersons, Long Pa, is one of Thailand's most revered meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. Now on a second term as National Coordinator of the Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand, he is also the deeply beloved abbot of Wat Luang Pho Sot Dhammakayaram in the Nern Saduak district of Ratchaburi province. Venerable Prarajanavisit has received honorary doctorates from both Mahajulalongkorn Rajavithyalaya University and Mahamukut University. Last year, he was also bestowed with the Gold Award for outstanding contribution to the dissemination of Buddhism by the Parliamentary Committee on Religion, Arts, and Culture. I'm Sakrapan Imakdun from Thailand, and I will be your moderator today. However, before we begin, I must, with a sense of sadness and grief, advise our friends and listeners of the sudden but peaceful passing of a wonderful and happy human being and monk, Prakru Vaitika, Dr. Barton Yanathiro, or affectionately, Ajahn Bart, or Luang Pho Bart. Ajahn Bart was ordained at Wat Luang Pho Sot in March 2002. He was instrumental in helping Venerable Prarajanavisit disseminate Buddha's Dharma to a host of foreign nationals. He served as Secretary for International Affairs and Vice Principal of the Buddhist Meditation Institute, where he taught meditation in English to a constant flow of international meditators. Ajahn Bart also lectured and taught meditation at the World Buddhist University and at Julalongkorn University's Sasin Graduate School of Business. It is no understatement to say that Ajahn Bart was Venerable Prarajanavisit's right-hand man in the effective dissemination of Dhammakaya meditation techniques and Lord Buddha's teachings. All of us who had contact with Ajahn Bart wish his wife and daughter well. We know that Ajahn Bart is with Lord Buddha. Now let us begin. Good morning, Prarajanavisit. Welcome back. This is our 49th consecutive Dharma Sunday Dharma Talk. We anticipate more of your profound insights. Could you please begin by reviewing our last discussion?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to you. Last time, we received Lord Buddha's advice to associate with the wise and its implications for choosing our representatives in Parliament. Based on the first life's highest blessings, associating with the wise and its commentary, it indicates that good candidates should always practice moral personal behavior, sila, in both public and private. With right action, right speech, and right intentions, such virtuous representatives acting fairly can constitute the key to national peace and prosperity. They would produce fair laws and behave correctly in accordance with these laws, not applying prejudice, double standards, bias to favor their own clique. Other Buddhist guidelines for choosing good representatives are 10 royal precepts. Thai people have respected the monarchy because our kings and have fostered peaceful, happy living by ruling in accordance with 10 royal precepts. These precepts can also serve as guidelines for selecting good members of parliament. In addition, good representatives should have 7 Sabburisadhamma virtues of a noble person. They are knowing resultant aims, Tammanyutta, consequences, Attanyutta, knowing himself, Attanyutta, knowing moderation, Mattanyutta, knowing proper timing, Kalanyutta, knowing society, Parisanyutta, and knowing individuals, Pukhalanyutta.
Thank you very much, Venerable Sir. What is our topic for today?
Today is a big day for Thai people. It is an election day. I would like to give Thai people guidelines to select the best party and candidates to parliament. Referring to the old phrase, it said, if one looks for a good elephant, one must look at its tail. If one looks for a good housewife, he must look at her mother. To make sure, he must look at her grandparent. This means that if one looks for a perfect mate, he must consider her physical body, personality, and behavior. For the better, he must look at her mother. To make sure, he must look at her grandmother. Most importantly, to choose a good mate, one must have moral conduct and know how to develop oneself to be a good person with knowledge, capability, and vision in the proper way first. So to choose a good candidate and party, we can apply the same concept according to the famous old phrase, the worthiness of men depends on achievement. The value of work depends on well-organized management.
Thank you, Venerable Sir. This indicates that Thai people should look at achievements and the management as a whole. What about virtues leading to good governmental administration?
Virtues leading to good governmental administration is Rajavasadi Dhamma, which is a part of good governance. Good governance is widely accepted as the most effective guideline for organizational management. According to Rajavasadi Dhamma, it said, Panyava Putisambano Vidana Vitiko Vito Kalanyu Samayanyuja Sa Rajavasatingvase. One with wisdom and knowledge, managing intelligent with knows proper timing and how to choose and keep time, he will be effective in governmental work. One with wisdom and knowledge in this sense means one with knowledge, intelligence, and experience gained from occupation, technologies, research, work, and personal experiences. As a result, one becomes knowledgeable and capable, has a good vision in the proper way, can lead and manage organization in the right way, or perform government tasks effectively. In addition, the knowledge and wisdom are virtues gained from a life of generosity or dana, morality or sila, and meditation or bhavana. These lead to realization of natural phenomena and noble truth or arya sat. These virtues developed him or her to have a right view regarding with the truth, such as good versus evil, right versus wrong, path to prosperity versus path to ruin, including knowledge of civil law, constitution, social rules, norms, and traditional practices of particular society. These are the qualifications of good candidates who deserve to work for Thai people in the next 4 years.
Wow, that was impressive. How about good governance?
In brief, good governance is Dhamma practices for politicians and government leaders or administrators. They are accuracy, appropriation, purity, or transparency, and justice. Accuracy is to know one's own responsibility based on law, morality, social rules, theory, and people's needs. Appropriation is to administrate organization or make decisions based on fact and rationale, namely being flexible and compromising for the best. By doing so, the seven Suparisatam virtues of a noble individual are the model as follows. Knowing the law, knowing the cause, Dhammanyutta. Knowing the meaning, the purpose, and the consequences, Attanyutta. Knowing himself, Attanyutta. Knowing moderation, how to be temperate, Mattanyutta. Knowing proper timing, how to choose and keep time, Kalanyutta, knowing assembly and society, Parisanyutta, knowing the individual and various individuals, Pukkalanyutta, purity or transparency is to administrate, make decision with pure intention based on the organization as a whole. Justice is to govern the people and administrate the country with fairness and without prejudice. This also includes Buddhist purity, which provides a framework for justice and transparency considerations. The concept of akati, or prejudice, details for types of wrong behavior as follows. Chandhakati is prejudice caused by the love or desire. Tosakati is prejudice caused by hatred or enmity. Mohakati is prejudice caused by delusion or stupidity. Payakati is prejudice caused by fear. Finally, I would like to refer to Lord Buddha's verse for Thai people to consider. Uttata kammathayesu appamatto vicakkhano susang vihitakammanto sa rajavisating vase. One who is diligent, non-careless, circumspect, and completes work well can stay in governmental work.
Thank you, Venerable Sir, for your very direct, powerful, and insightful teaching. Now, could you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
Let us begin by requesting the five precepts.
Mayang pante wising wusung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silaniya jama tutiyambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silaniya jama datiyambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silaniya jama
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Panati pata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Panati pata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchācāra veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi.
Kamesu micchācāra veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech
สุราเมรยะมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
สุราเมรยามัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันติ
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพพุติงยันติตัสสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
prostrate three times to the Buddha statue, if available. Now, we begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards.With the right index finger just touching the left thumb, the body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya.Or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Raise your mind inside the sphere.And repeat Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there, stop still. When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere.Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahant. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere.This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within, due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head, bring it in to the center of the sphere at the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root of the hair. See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change, for example, from black to gray, which means anicchang, and then it falls out, becomes impermanent, and causes suffering or dukkhang. Finally, it scatters and no longer belongs to you or anybody else.Anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouth and skin are all impure, subject to change or anicca, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijan tasana or insight appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant, bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen, and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and Nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Visit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Longphosop any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakate, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30 and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.